As Florida ramps up its efforts to screen for coronavirus, it's starting to open drive-through testing sites across the state. But there's still challenges with supplies and testing availability. Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini visited a site that just opened in St. Petersburg.
A steady stream of cars flowed through the parking lot of one of seven BayCare urgent care facilities in the Tampa Bay region that's been temporarily converted into a COVID-19 screening site. Health workers in yellow protective gowns sported surgical masks, face shields, and gloves as they approached the vehicles and took nasal swabs of the people inside. Dr. Nathan Waldrop, chief medical officer for BayCare's urgent care division, says those samples are going to Quest Diagnostics, one of the commercial labs that's been helping expand coronavirus testing nationwide.
This is going to give us a clear understanding of the prevalence of the disease in the community, actually then helping us gauge the response to that prevalence.
But not all cars made it to those health workers. First, staff members in blue shirts holding clipboards asked interested patients a series of questions to see if they met Department of Health criteria for COVID-19 testing. Waldrop explains.
In the past 14 days, have you had a fever or the new onset of a cough or shortness of breath?
Drivers who said no were sent on their way. Those with symptoms had to meet additional factors about travel history, contact with positive cases, age, and health conditions in order to move on. As of Wednesday evening, on its first day offering drive-through screening, BayCare had more than 1,300 patients visit its seven sites, and more than half of them were tested. Waldrop says it'll take about 5 days to get results back.
We're currently trying to test as many individuals as we can, but the limitation will be at some point if the demand for testing outstrips the actual testing materials, the swabs to collect it, et cetera.
That's been the challenge for most of the mobile testing sites across the state. Governor Ron DeSantis said Wednesday afternoon about 17 sites are operating or about to open in major parts of the state, including Tallahassee, Jacksonville, and South Florida, which has about 50% of the state's cases. Some sites, like the federally qualified health center FoundCare in Palm Beach County, didn't realize just how great the demand was for testing. CEO Yolette Bonet says within days of announcing their drive-through site, the small nonprofit received more than 12,000 calls from interested patients, with hundreds showing up to the parking lot. On the first day, they could only collect samples from 65 people.
To turn people away because we're rationing test kits, it just breaks your heart.
Bonet says they've scheduled appointments into May, but so far only have enough protective gear and swabs to get through the next 2 weeks.
So we're begging and pleading with everybody, and so they're trickling in.
DeSantis says getting more equipment is a top priority as testing continues to expand. He says the Florida National Guard's expected to start testing people at a site at Broward Memorial Healthcare by the end of the week. He says the site will have five lanes, one dedicated to testing first responders, and will also require appointments.
And so we're going to try to make it orderly. We're going to try to make sure that people can kind of get in and out. We don't want people waiting in line for 4 hours.
DeSantis says the National Guard will be equipped with 800 sets of protective gear and 1,700 collection swabs. And testing will at least initially be done at state labs and the hospital labs, so results will come in faster.
Hopefully, we'll be able to really expand this model and be able to test a wider variety of individuals.
The governor says with thousands of tests now being done in the private sector, Floridians are being tested at a rate that's about 3 or 4 times higher than they were a week ago. But he says it's still only a fraction of what's needed. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.